I'm going to turn the mic over to Gene to act as chair so that I can speak on as the essentially the acting chair for today on the Constitutional and Bylaws Amendment.
I got a mic here.
Okay.
So, good. I would like to ask the acting chair, the Constitution and Bylaws Committee chair, give a second reading, and then we will take action on the proposed motion.
Okay.
Amendment, rather.
Thank you. Am I on? Yeah. Okay. So the committee consists of the chair, Gabe Griffith, Roger Peterson, Gerald Consler, David Jackson, Charles Navarrete, and myself as an ex officio member. I just to show that he is on the ball, Mr. Griffith actually called me and said he did intend, not although it was written in slightly differently, he did intend for this to be done as one amendment, because it's basically inserting something in the same place,
deleting.
It's deleting something. So we will read it again as one amendment, after which time I will give the rationale for it, and it will be open to debate, which Gene will conduct. So these, I will read the paragraph deleted, the paragraph inserted, and then how the section will read, if adopted. Section 10.4, the amendment would strike the second paragraph, which reads as follows. Inasmuch as the council has acted to hold its conference and convention on an annual basis instead of the current semi-annual basis, the service length of those elected in the penultimate and ultimate conventions, at which elections were or will be held under the current provisions, shall have their terms adjusted accordingly. Those elected fall 2012 shall serve from January 1, 2013 through June 30, 2014. Those to be elected fall 2013 shall serve from January 1, 2014 through June 30, 2015. The language to be inserted, find it here, were a circumstance to arise that prevents an election from being held prior to July 1 of any calendar year. Officers or directors whose terms would otherwise end on June 30 of that year shall continue until adjournment of the convention at which the elections can be held. Terms of those officers and directors newly elected at that convention shall commence immediately upon adjournment of the convention. So, the article would now read, if this amendment is adopted, section 10.4 of the Constitution, all officers and directors shall be elected for two-year terms, subject, however, to the provisions set forth in this article. The president, first vice president, treasurer, and four directors shall be elected at the annual convention of each even-numbered year. Second vice president, secretary, and five directors shall be elected at the annual convention of each odd-numbered year. The terms of officers and directors shall commence on July 1, immediately following the adjournment of the convention at which their election occurs. Okay. Were a newly added language, second paragraph, were a circumstance to arise that prevents an election from being held prior to July 1 of any calendar year, officers or directors whose terms would otherwise end on June 30 of that year shall continue until adjournment of the convention at which the elections can be held. Terms of those officers and directors newly elected at that convention shall commence immediately upon adjournment of the convention. So, the committee recommends a do pass, and I so move.
Okay, we don't need a second report, but that we can open it up for discussion.
Okay, if I can start to give the rationale, Mr.
Yes.
Chair. The rationale for the deleted paragraph is very simply that we don't need it anymore, that it has done its job and can be put to bed. The new language was meant to address the issue that occurred, hopefully will never occur, but with crazy things happening nowadays in the industry, rates going up, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there is more volatility, and so we don't know when we might have another instance where we could not have our convention before July 1. What we are doing is done in basically many legislative bodies, such as city councils, et cetera, essentially saying that that the officers will hold over an office until the election to provide for continuity. And that is the rationale of this amendment. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
I will recognize Judy.
This is just a thought. Might we want to put in language something like, and their terms will terminate as if they had begun service on July 1st? Or is that understood?
No, the terms terminate as soon as the language indicates that the newly elected people...
No, Jeff, I mean their terms, the newly elected people, their terms will terminate. You see, if they don't start serving till, you know, sometime later, do we...
No. Yes, we feel on the committee that that language is not necessary because essentially the terms do run and do terminate on July 1.
Okay.
Now, if you want to clean it up later, we can, but we in the committee didn't feel that was needed.
That's fine.
Okay. If people in the audience would like to comment, if they would raise their hand, and then we'll have a mic brought to you.
I have one.
Okay. Let's get a mic to Frank. Okay, go ahead.
I wish to make an amendment. In the clause relating to extending the terms of office until the next election, I wish to insert to add the clause, or for a period for an additional 12 months, whichever comes first.
Okay, so it would say a first.
Yes, is there a second? Okay, now we're getting to what would be a discussion on the motion,
Frank,
the amendment to the motion.
Hang on, let me read how it would read to the body so that you get an idea before Frank speaks. If that's okay, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Were a circumstance to arise that prevents an election from being held prior to July 1 of any calendar year, officers or directors whose terms would otherwise end on June 30 of that year shall continue until adjournment of the convention at which the elections can be held, or for a period of 12 months, whichever comes first.
That is correct. That is my intent.
Is that necessary?
I wish to speak to
this. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Frank.
I envision a possible scenario, and while it would be highly unlikely and highly undesirable, I want it to be addressed, whereby a board might deliberately choose to delay holding a convention for the purpose of not facing the voters. Therefore, I believe that it is worthwhile to have a reasonable time limit regardless of the election in order to ensure that a convention is held in a timely manner and that it is not delayed indefinitely.
Bylaws Chair, Acting Chair, to respond to that, please.
Mr. Chair, I guess I'll say two things. I wouldn't, on behalf of the committee, deem it friendly, not because I have a real problem with it, but just because it is so different than what is in there that that I think it probably should be voted on. But I understand what you're saying.
Okay, is there, I understand William Elliott wants to comment. Is it on the amendment to the amendment? Okay. You're recognized.
William Elliott, Fresno chapter.
Can we get the mic, please?
William Elliott, Fresno chapter. I do see the logic of putting in a restriction on time, as explained. But the difficulty I would see is if there was some really serious problem, surely the board would be able to call a meeting within 1 year. It doesn't seem to be actually necessary to put the limitation. And then if we did have elections every year, the people elected after the missed year, would they then revert to their original terms as in the constitution, or would they, so a person would then serve for 1 year instead of two, and it just seems to get more and more confusing. So I would vote against the amendment to the amendment.
Okay, who's in the back of the room requesting? Okay, Ken.
Thank
is
you.
Is this a pro or con?
It's a con.
Okay, let's, Ken, just to get one, no, excuse me, let's, I was just reminded. Let's get. Let's get a pro, and then you a con.
Yeah, that's so, what I said. I'll wait.
Okay. Is there a pro? Okay.
You have two people.
The one I just I can't recognize the voice right now, but the person who just spoke up.
It's not Dirk.
Dirk.
The other one besides Dirk.
First.
I am thinking the amendment is wonderful, but I am disturbed by the fact that our president says it's not a friendly amendment. I would like some more discussion about why this is not friendly.
Mike Keith, wanted to comment.
Well, okay. Now we have our con first. Ken Metz.
Ken Metz.
Okay, the reason I would be against the amendment is because in the Constitution it already states that we have to have an annual convention, and while we realize that what happened here were circumstances beyond our control, We are already led by the Constitution to have an annual convention, so I don't think we would go beyond a minimum time frame for which we would already have some convention established.
Thank you. Okay, Mike Keeley, Mike, you want to give a pro?
Well, I think Frank's amendment just. It just makes sense. It's a safeguard. That's all.
Yeah. Is this a opposition? Con. Mitch. Thank
you. Steve Mendelson here. I think the problem with the amendment, and I realize it's good intention, is that it presupposes a board which is essentially willing to trash the Constitution. If you're going to have a board which trashes the Constitution, there's no way you can write a constitutional amendment to prevent that. Constitutions can never protect wholly against evil-inclined people. I think that that is the one problem. The second problem with it is that even assuming it were passed, and even assuming the circumstance that it foresees were to occur, the question would then be at the end of the 12-month period, when the existing board went out of office, who would be responsible for governing the organization if an election had not occurred?
Okay, thank you, Steve, and I apologize. Okay, is... Yes?
I would simply respond by pointing out that Guide Dog Users Incorporated a couple of years ago went through a situation where essentially this scenario played out. Although it didn't involve suspending a meeting, but it came very close to that. And it was dominated by a small group that was that wasn't trying to usurp and even replace its constitution. And so this really could happen. It's not likely. I hope I never see anything close to that here. But this is a fail-safe, if you would, a dead man switch that I hope is never used. But the reason that GDUI recovered is because there was just barely enough provision in its constitution that in the end the membership was able to take back control of its organization.
Okay, that was a pro. So is there a con back in the room?
One.
No.
Call for the question.
There was a call.
Do you need a con or no? Do you need another con?
Okay, go ahead and speak.
Well, no, just it's Rob Turner just going to say I don't think the amendment is friendly, and I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. We will then take a vote on it. Those in favor of the amendment to the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Those who are opposed, say nay.
No.
Any abstentions? Okay, I ruled that the negatives have won. Okay, now we're back to the original motion. Any further discussion on the original amendment, rather? No? Okay, that's good. Okay, then those in favor of the original amendment say aye.
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 Those opposed say nay. Any abstentions? The ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to thank the committee for their work, and this concludes the report for this convention of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. Thank you.
We will now take we've had the report, and we're going to officially adopt the report. So those in favor of the Bylaws Committee's report, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Abstentions. Okay, the ayes have gotten it.
Okay, thank you, Gene, for conducting that debate.